This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. This is Fiona. This is Saturday Magazine. Thanks, Paul, for the news, and thanks, Paul and Ando, for another fantastic Saturday morning weekend breakfast. Always great listening and fun music to get you out of bed. I want to say thanks to James for program support on the front desk, and also to Paul, who is not only panelling but co-hosting the show with me this morning. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Fiona, and thank you for that intro. Just a quick message, sorry, to finish off breakfast. Madeline, thank you for your message this morning. We were talking about the poo test you get to help you screen for different types of cancer. So, Madeline, thank you for your message. They are very, very important, and they're not onerous. And if you get one, make sure you do it quick and get it back in the post. Anyway, Saturday Magazine, how are you this morning, Fiona?
I'm very good. I did also neglect to say that Saturday Magazine is brought to you by Hyundai.
That's very true. It is
driving change.
Now Mac is out and about. He's on business somewhere out of the country. So if you're listening, Mac, which he usually is on a Saturday morning.
Yes.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Macca.
Fiona has put together the most amazing lineup of guests this morning. So who we got on, Fiona?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, we are starting with editor of The Conversation, Misha Ketchell, who is in the studio as we speak, ready to go. So we will be talking, well, there's a lot to talk about there. Then after that, Toby Walsh is an author and an expert on AI, and he will be in to talk about with the federal government's response or their interim report on AI and if the government is doing enough, the federal government, and the answer is no. And so he'll be running us through that. Now, Emma Dawson, after 11, is the executive director for Per Capita. Now, originally we were going to be talking about the Greens and what they're after with the housing crisis and rental crisis, but we're also going to discuss stage 3 tax cuts because she has been an advocate for that. Then at 11:15, Professor Daryl Higgins, he's the director from ACU, the Institute of Child Protection Studies. He is going to talk to us about some new research on how young people identify and what that means for their child protection, which would be very interesting.
Very fascinating. It's a great report, actually. Was reported in The Age last week, but it's a very, very good report.
It's a very in-depth report. Then towards the end of the show, we're going to a completely different direction. We're going to have Lucianne Tonti. She's a regenerative fashion researcher, and she is going to talk to us about how we can help contribute and save the planet by buying less clothes. And she's going to give us a tip and tell us a bit more about how wastage in fashion. And then right at the end, Cerise Howard, the program director of MQFF, is going to talk about Midsummer Movies, their special program for the MQFF special program for Midsummer, which is actually on this weekend.
It is. It is. What a great lineup. Well done, Fiona. I know you've worked very hard on that this week.
Well, in between, you know, a pretty hectic week of work and social activities and tennis and all sorts of things. We fit it all in, don't we, Paul?
We do. We do. Now, this week, I've got to tell you, the one thing caught my attention, and, you know, there's a lot of controversy about Australia Day, as always, at this time of year.
Yes.
But the one thing that I thought it was interesting is that the contentious remarks that Peter Dutton made about whether they should or should not be selling merchandise in Woolworths. So we've had that conversation on here a couple of times already. But what I found out this week is that there actually has been some attacks on some Woolworths stores by people who were unhappy with that decision. And for me, it's about politicians using their words wisely, because that's basically an insight to violence, and that's not acceptable.
Oh, absolutely unacceptable. I mean, Peter Dutton himself is responsible for those actions. He was calling for people to boycott, and sometimes people take the concept of boycotting to a whole other level. And, you know, for people to, I mean, supermarket staff get, you know, they're right in the firing line, and I don't think it's at all fair that he should be sicking people onto them in that way. I think it's really, really unreasonable, and he is He really needs to be more careful. Well, all our politicians should be much more careful about what they, how they go about making a criticism. And, you know, he hasn't come out against Pete Cummings, or is it? That's the guy who's the head of the cricket. You know, the captain of the Australian cricket team. I mean, he has come out and said that, you know, he doesn't support
Australia Day.
And I haven't seen Peter Dutton try to suggest anyone boycotts going to the cricket.
Well, I think we'll talk to Misha about this, but I think for me, politicians need to know they have a responsibility. I think they're given office. Mm. With the hope, you would think, is to do the right thing and make people's lives better. And, you know, their words have consequences. And we've already seen, you know, when we had some of the trans debates going on last year, you know, that there was an increase in the number of attacks on trans people globally when the politicians started being a bit vitriolic about it. So I think the question I want to put to Misha is, you know, where's the line in terms of what politicians should or shouldn't be saying? And when it turns from words into violence, you know, is that a step too far? We shouldn't be accepting.
And also, you know, I know that they're not interested necessarily in truth at some points, it seems, but there's surveys that indicate clearly that the that people's interest in the day called Australia Day is waning. There's less and less people that are associating, you know, that they don't really support the celebration on that particular day. So it's not necessarily a woke or entitled view. It's just a fact. But we know that in this sort of post-truth moment, that facts are not relevant or facts don't seem to play into it.
Politicians don't seem to care about the truth anymore, Fiona.
No, they don't. And this is, I mean,
we've had someone here. We know that isn't necessarily true. Hey, why don't we talk to Misha?
Okay, let's bring Misha into
the
table.
Stay with us, your Saturday Magazine, with Paul and Fiona. When we come back, we'll be talking to Misha Ketchell, editor of The Conversation.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.